Joe's done it again. The starting point for a good, for a first-time buyer is to get a good job that pays good money. Now, he's portrayed as a bloke. Good luck to him that lives in a $6 million house on the North Shore. There was news yesterday a three-bedroom Blacktown house had sold for over $1 million. Joe Hockey denied Sydney had a housing affordability problem. If housing were unaffordable in Sydney, no one would be buying it. When pressed on how first-home buyers could crack into the market, Hockey said they needed to find good jobs. The starting point for a first-home buyer is to get a good job that pays good money. If you get a good job, pays good money, you've got security in relation to that job, you can go to the bank and you can borrow the money. And all of a sudden, it sparked anger, as it should spark. It's just a dumb thing to say. Not the worst thing to say, just dumb. And I noticed this morning the Labor Party are saying he's a gaffathon. Everywhere he goes, it's a gaff. And it appears to be the case. And the house that was sold in Patrick Street, Blacktown, for over $1 million, and Chinese investors bought it, good luck to them. And good luck to the vendor, by the way. Someone made a good bit of money. But two listeners from Western Sydney, who I assume from the note are normally supporters of the Liberal Party. My wife and I are so angry with Joe Hockey and his comments about housing affordability. This is one time we agree, unfortunately, with Bill Blocker Shorten's comments in the Telegraph. He's out of touch with ordinary Australians. While saving for a deposit is becoming extremely difficult to keep up with the increase in values, 2 years ago in Greystanes, where this couple live, you could buy houses between 450 grand and upwards. Our house was worth, at the time, we're told, between 470 and 490. Homes in our street today are selling for 750. Greystanes. Now, Greystanes is out past Parramatta, parallel to the Great Western Highway. It's a popular suburb because it's close to Parramatta, and in relative terms, it's not the far west, but it is in the western suburbs. But I just don't understand. And like I say, I like Joe Hockey. I think he's a good treasurer. He's just, of course, delivered a budget that's highly acceptable to many people. But what he's done yesterday is give his detractors ammunition. Now, obviously, government members have leapt to his defence this morning. Craig Launday on Sky News has leapt to his defence. But to a certain extent, Craig, you're defending the indefensible. Joe just should shut up. Joe seems to just always want to go a little too far. And there's this whole line of unacceptable quotes attributed to him. And I don't know whether it's the glare of the TV camera or the radio mic in front of him, but he appears that he needs to say a bit more than he does. The Prime Minister should tell him just to shut up. Joe, stay away. And it's funny, you know, because in the main treasurers, there was one notable exception. The former Liberal treasurer, Peter Costello, was always available for the media, but in state politics, you rarely get to speak to the treasurer. And usually in federal politics, unless it's budget time, you don't speak to the federal treasurer either. But Joe just puts himself out there. And he's a large target because he says dumb things.